With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is touting what he calls an amazing medical announcement later today. Quoting the president, "I think we found an answer to autism." Mr. Trump teased the announcement at the weekend memorial service for Charlie Kirk, at which Charlie's widow extended forgiveness to the accused assassin.
Eulogizing her husband, Erica Kirk said Charlie was dedicated to helping young people, especially young men.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Then, in a remarkable moment, as she choked back tears, Erica Kirk offered forgiveness.
That young man, I forgive him.
She said it's what Christ did and what Charlie would do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More countries are expected to join the UK, Australia, and Canada, recognizing a Palestinian state. It's a development that brings a defiant response from across the political spectrum in Israel.
There are many divisions among Israeli politicians over the policies of the Netanyahu government, but there seems to be consensus over rejecting any current recognition of Palestinian statehood. Yair Golan has been an outspoken critic of the government's war in Gaza, but he's described talking about a Palestinian state as destructive. The main opposition leader, Yair Lapid, condemned the announcements as a diplomatic disaster.
And that's the BBC's Sebastian Usher. Arraignment today for a 23-year-old man accused in a shooting during a wedding celebration at a country club in Nashua, New Hampshire over the weekend. One person was killed, two others wounded. There's been no word yet on a motive for the attack. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks so far have been in the red. The S&P 500 index down about 15 points and Dow is off 254. SRN News. Americans talk about artificial intelligence in a new poll.
It comes from the Pew Research Center and it finds that a lot of people are worried about AI and how it will be used by them and on them. Most certainly they want the new technology limited in some ways. The Pew poll reveals 73% of respondents believe AI should have no role in advising people about faith in God, and 66% do not want it to have any role in whether or not two people fall in love. Overall, Americans are pessimistic about AI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail abortion pills, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them into the state. Angel Foster, who runs Massachusetts-based The Map, which prescribes the drugs to women in every state, says her organization will keep doing business in Texas. The Map has shipped abortifacients to about 10,000 Texas women in the past couple of years. This is SRN News. Ryan Ruth, charged with attempting to kill President Trump last year in Florida, begins his self-defense in court today.
After the prosecution rested their case, Ruth made a motion for acquittal directly to the judge, so the jury wasn't present for that. And that's where he basically made his argument that he should be acquitted on four of the five charges that he's facing. Ruth, who's representing himself, he has three witnesses who are supposed to testify. Then the judge is expecting closing arguments Tuesday morning. She's giving each side an hour and 45 minutes. And after that, the case should go to the jury. Anyone can guess how long it'll take them to reach a verdict.
That's correspondent David Fisher in Fort Pierce, Florida. Hurricane Gabrielle building strength in the Atlantic about 200 miles southeast of Bermuda. The second hurricane of this Atlantic hurricane season, Gabrielle could become a Category 3 storm later today. More details at srnnews.com.